Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and all of you refuters out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to go over to Sons of Liberty Media in just a second here. You can also check me out on my Facebook friends, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. You can also go over to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, and or go over to Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. My Twitter account is BradleyDean1. Again, my Twitter account is BradleyDean1, and phone lines will be accessible over the next hour, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Let's get to this really quick, friends. Just for the sake of time, I want to get over to another compartment of compartmentalization as to what the American people have been swallowing over the last 150, 200 years in this country. It's been nothing but a perpetrated lie coming, of course, from the pit of hell. Now, in saying that, friends, I want to highlight some more compartmentalizations and pockets in which the American people have felt to actually take observation concerning what's going on in their country. And what we'll do is we'll take it to a statistical abstract, and we'll take you down as to when the church in America actually took on compartmentalization and what's taking place at society at large, because they failed to remember what John Adams, the second president, rightly said, that the church's job is to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, my friends, I add, it all goes. And that's exactly what's happening here. The apple does not fall too far from the tree. So I'll expose that in just a couple of moments. But let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, we got brand new articles up just this morning from Tim Brown, senior editor over at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Obama dedicated to Islamic ascendancy. We can see that that's a fact. As a matter of fact, just this morning, someone sent this over to me. It was an exclusive, and actually, Fox Twin Cities, that's out of the Minneapolis metro area, St. Paul area, that they actually found that an ISIS fighter worked at the Minneapolis airport. Now, friends, if you remember rightly, I remember going through an airport in Atlanta, and I was sharing it with people, and I'm telling you, I said, is this not bizarre that we have radical Muslims actually vetting the American people before they get on the airplane? These are people that work for TSA, and they work at the airport. And I remember specifically telling the people at one point, I said, this woman didn't look like she was interested in our care. It looked like if she had an AK, she'd probably take out every one of us. Now, what's interesting about that is the fact that when we go over into Minneapolis, we just found out that an ISIS fighter, he worked at the Minneapolis airport. I want you to listen to what I'm telling you, that an ISIS fighter worked at a Minneapolis airport. How did he get clearance to work at that airport? One must ask themselves the question. And again, friends, who does this work for? They get past the TSA, they get past the feds, they get past all the vetting. Who's actually processing them in where they're not actually detected for who they are? You got to ask yourself that question, right? Or does it fall in line with what I've always told you, that it's a created political battering ram? But to find that in Minnesota here alone at the Minneapolis airport, to find an ISIS fighter to be identified from, you know, coming from the state of Minnesota and working at the airport, I don't think it gets more blatant than that, friends, more obvious than that. Now, just keep in mind, you're the ones that are scrutinized. You are the ones, as you go into the airport, friends, that are asked for ID. You're the ones that are frisked illegally. You are the ones who are violated Article 4 of the Bill of Rights, 24/7 in an airplane, by these same people. You're considered a suspected terrorist, but the terrorists are the ones that are actually working there. And, folks, we could talk about the TSA all day long. We can talk about those that work at the airport all day long. Is it not bizarre when you go into an airport, friends? Who's running these shops? Who's running these little mini restaurants? A good portion of them just happen to be Muslims. Why? Well, again, if you look in perfect judgment, you can see that the foreigner will be made the head and you, America, will be made the tail. And that's exactly what we're beginning to see in this country, not just through the radical Muslim friends, but we can also go to the illegal immigrants as well. Illegal, I said, not lawful or legal. Okay, so anyways, I wanted to share that with you, just so next time you go through the airport in Minnesota, at least you know that one of the ISIS fighters worked there, just so you feel a little bit safer as to your travels and your endeavors from point A to point B. Also on Sons of Liberty Media, my friends, is vengeance is ours, says the Islamist. Friends, we're not highlighting the criminal, we're highlighting the fact that the American people are tolerating the crimes of the criminal. And instead of highlighting the Islamist and ISIS and all these radical jihadists, why don't we give them a little heaven, friends? You know, they want to raise hell. Let's put it out with a little heavenly fire, shall we? We serve a consuming fire here. We serve a God that has labeled himself as man o' war. And we're allowing these little jihadist devils. And by the way, just a little rabbit trail. I told you in the past, not too long ago, that they're going to continuously push this to get the American people to subject themselves to the use of fear through their methodologies. How about we arm the American people? And in the process of doing that, why don't we set a little lesson to all those little ISIS devils? Why don't we send a message to them that we're not going to tolerate your crimes? And if we see you stick your head out, we're going to send an example across the nation as to how we're going to deal with your type. No, that's not what we're getting. We're getting fear, 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 fear. Remember what Congressman McDermott said back in the 90s? The early 2000s, right after September 11th, he said you can get the American people to do anything with the use of fear. Really? How about we fear the face of God and not fear the face of man and see how that works out for the enemies of America? Because we don't take counsels from our fears in this country, friends. And why the state-run controlled media is feeding into fear, you need to know that it's a part of the propaganda that this administration pushes on a 24/7 basis. They want you to subject yourself to the use of fear, to their methodologies, to their tactics of terror. But again, friends, if had the American people known that terror is nothing new under the sun, it's been used by every dictator under the sun, only to use and to be used as a political battering ram to upend that government, to implement a new one through dictatorship and totalitarianism, well, then the American people wouldn't tolerate this in any sense of the word. Folks, we also want to talk about on sonsoflibertymedia.com, public school board, homeschoolers, defend your religious beliefs. Duke University's allowing public Muslim call to prayer is a really bad decision, do you think? Folks, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about compartmentalization, and we're going to start rock and rolling in Jesus' name. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money, a code buried deep within biblical text, a code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. I only highlighted probably three or four of the brand new articles that are posted right now. But again, check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If at any time you'd like to call in, friends, please give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now, folks, you know what I told you just the other day? It was 2 days ago. I told you it's interesting how I'll highlight this information, and I'm giving you facts, not my opinions. And what I'll do is on a daily basis, I'll get emails from people. Well, I got a couple again, and they're trying to say, we're not a Christian nation. Like, you know what? That's great. Then get your own website and prove to everybody else how wrong I am. That's what I want you to do. But you know what? The phone lines are wide open. Give us a call. Let's see how smart you are. We don't want any paper tigers here. And if we're all patriots, we're in this together, we can contend for the faith live on radio. I think that would be fantastic. 1-866-233-0747. Don't want your emails. Don't want your texts. I'm a busy man. I got a lot going on. Again, friends, what I'm doing here is I'm giving you the facts. I'm not giving you my opinions. But again, just to only prove my point, that what I do is I get the emails. I get the responses on Facebook and text. And by the way, there's not a whole lot of these ignorant, useful idiots out there. There's just one and two that will pepper through the week on a daily basis to tell me how wrong about what I know I'm right and absolutely right about. So let's continue on. Let's go down compartmentalization. And by the way, to prove what I'm talking about and to define out the fruit of how the fruit doesn't fall too far from the tree, look at these emails that I'm talking about. We're not a Christian nation, you know, this, that, and the other thing, and we're this, and we're that, and we're this. Well, you know, the question I have is, who told you that? Here, let me guess, the revisionist. No, that not the revisionist? Really? No, how about the agnostic? Really? He wants to give you his version of history, right? His dash story has meaning. His story, right? Whose story? Christ's. God's story. You know, him who is faithful to 1,000 generations? Well, Bradley, you sound like a chicken, dude. Come on. You know, what's the deal? Oh, the atheist told me. No, it wasn't the atheist, really. It was your professor. Oh, I know, professing themselves to be wise, yet they became fools. Yep. Romans 1:22, I get it. No, I get it. I know who you've been subjected to. I know who's been educating you. No, it's been the federal government. Yeah. Those guys that are illegally indoctrinating the students in this country. Our posterity who's being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. I know who's teaching you. I know why you're combating me. You know, but the fact of the matter is, you're offended because it is true. And because you don't live in accordance with the truth that I'm giving to you, you don't like that. Or this, you need to be re-educated. You actually need to go do your own homework rather than listening to the hireling or listening to the politician or listening to your revisionist or your professor or the atheist or the agnostic or the Hare Krishna or the Muslim professor. You know, before we know it, friends, we're gonna find out that we're a Muslim nation. You know, because some Muslim professor told one of these useful idiots that we were. And by the way, that's exactly what they're doing. But mark my words, this is how stupid people have become in this country. Again, these are the people you could transport to the sun, friends, and they wouldn't see it. You want to know why they wouldn't see it? Because they don't want to see it, and it's idolatry. And Charles Spurgeon was right when he said, the only argument against the Bible, the truth, and the truth of man, Jesus Christ, John 14:6, is an unholy lifestyle. It's idolatry. People don't want it to be a Christian nation because then they would have to live up to the ideals that their forefathers established. They don't want to do that. They want to do their own thing. You know, they think that freedom is the right to do whatever you want to do. No, freedom is the right to do what you ought to do. Because someone sacrificed for us to have the freedom in which we have. That's why we fight the good fight, us patriot Christians, right? Us Christian patriots, right? Us conservative Christians, right? My goodness, friends. Ridiculous. Compartmentalization, colonial. Boy, oh boy, dude, it's been a day already. Colonel Robert Ingersoll, in the turn of the 20th century, brought a new philosophy. And this is the question. How did we move away from the founding forefathers and their teachings? Well, it was because of guys like this. He said, we are laying the foundation of the grand temple of the future, wherein will be celebrated the religion of humanity. We are looking for the time when reason, throned upon the world's brain, shall be the King of Kings and the God of Gods. You are a whack job, sir. Reason, huh? Reason, my friends, is an enemy to faith. We walk by faith, not by sight, not by reason. Reason. Yeah, how's that working out for us, friends? Oh, you know what? The new ideals and, you know, when reason is thrown upon the world's brain, that shall be the King of Kings and the God of Gods. Reason. My goodness, friends. Seriously, someone get that guy a cup of coffee, okay? You know what else this guy said? He's one that helped in the advancement of compartmentalization. He said our government should be kept entirely and purely secular without God. How's that working out for any nation? That country will be turned into hell that forsakes God. Read Psalm 9. Is that true? Yes. We're seeing it happen on a daily basis in this country. Ingersoll said, we shall form a secular government. He said that our forefathers said that. Huh. He said the Declaration of Independence denied the authority of any and all gods. Huh. They agreed that there should be only one religion. Huh. And that was the religion of patriotism. Hmm. Our fathers founded the first secular government that was ever founded in the world. Whoa. Our fathers founded the first secular government that was ever founded in the world. Really? What? Why are we called the light of the world, dummy? Why are we the light of the world? Huh. Because God shed his grace upon us. We look at the Declaration of Independence, which stands in stark contrast to exactly what this devil said. But there was people that believed him. The Declaration of Independence proves Ingersoll completely wrong. Laws of nature and of nature's gods, that's in the Declaration of Independence, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. That's in the Declaration of Independence. Appealing to the supreme judge of the world. That's in the Declaration of Independence. With a firm reliance on divine providence. That's in the Declaration of Independence. Now let's go back and see what he said again. The Declaration of Independence denied the authority of any and all gods.
that they just made reference to four times. They agreed that there should be only one religion. No, one God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. There's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. He goes on. And that was the religion of patriotism. Untrue. Mr. Ingersoll. He said, our fathers founded the first secular government that was ever founded in the world. The seedbed, the Declaration of Independence, tells you where our rights come from, friends. And it has everything to do with our God of the Mosaic Institution. That's why Moses is everywhere on your civil buildings. Okay? Then we talked about how the church slowly accepted the teaching of compartmentalization. They taught the people not to preach out against the sins, like, abortion. You know, don't preach out against the government who's, sanctioning the murder of the innocent 4,000 times a day in this country. No, don't do that. Don't preach out against the sins of the homosexuals that God condemns and calls an abomination. No, just keep that inside of the four walls. And guess what happened? The professed church followed in close pursuit. And then what they did is they began to say, away with the Christ, crucify him. We have no king but King Caesar. And this is exactly what they've been taught in this country over the last 50 and 60 years. Then what we did is we went over to Benjamin Rush, Dr. Benjamin Rush, the Christocrat. He said, every citizen of a republic, which we are, Article 4, Section 4, must watch for the state as if its liberties depend upon your vigilance alone. Because we know that the price of liberty is vigilance. Then we talked about how compartmentalization crept into the fact that, well, people began to just, well, throw off their responsibility when it came to voting for those that serve we the people. But in contrast, we look at a Daniel Webster in 1824. Did you know that there was 100% voter turnout. Out of 5,000 possible votes, Webster received 4,990 of them. Then we went over to Charles Finney, who warned Christians must vote for honest men and take consistent ground in politics. But the church today, friends, they're teaching compartmentalization. And now we have a society at large that believes what the ACLU said. And the founder, Mr. Baldwin, said that the end of the ACLU is communism, not realizing that when you go over to Article 52 in the USSR, there is lines between church and the state and the state and the school. See, that's communism. That's not in America, right? And now what we're doing is we're currently finding ourselves best explained by the President of the United States twice, Mr. James Garfield, who was also a preacher, who said now more than ever before the people are responsible for the character of their Congress, right? America doesn't realize that Congress is a reflection of who they are because it's us and the government. We're in it together, right? And what we're going to do when we come back, we're going to go over to Statistical Abstract of the United States because of compartmentalization. Sons of Liberty Media.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
By now, you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening, to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself, your home, business, family. Your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com, that's guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Yeah? Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Compartmentalization, what's happened to this country since the American people took it on? You know, we can only talk, you know what, friends, really what it comes to is political correctness. Traitors to principles. Those that fall in pursuit, close pursuit with political correctness in this country, I just want you to understand that you're a traitor to your country. Because of the very truth that you speak and that you're commanded to speak by God to preserve this country is the very truth that they don't want you to speak so they can destroy your country. I hope you understand that, because that's exactly what it comes down to. And you better understand those that mean to rule over you. Well, I'll tell you who they are. Just those that tell you what you can talk about and what you can't talk about. Those are the people that mean to rule over you, friends. And you can thank the professed churches in this country for teaching compartmentalization. The ones that are telling you, you know, you can't do that, you can't say this, there's lines between church and state, we better not talk about that politician, we better not talk about this one, because if we do the right thing, we might get in trouble for it. You know, we can't be getting in trouble for a righteous cause, because if we get in trouble, we just might be the ones that actually, you know, save our country. We can't be those guys. We got to go down in history as the biggest capitulators known to mankind. You've been given the greatest opportunity known to mankind, but I, you know, I can't say anything because I was told I shouldn't. I might get in trouble for actually telling the truth. You stinking cowards. You hypocrites. You're not even worthy of the freedom America has to offer. You need to leave this country. Bye. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. You want a ticket, a one way? I'll buy it for you. You don't deserve the liberty that you have. I'm sick and tired of this political correctness that's going on in this country. And who's it coming from? Those that mean to rule over you. You can't say that, you haters, you bigots, you homophobes, now you Islamophobes. You hate us. No, we're ruled by law here in this country, and you're going to fall in line with what our laws command. We're not ruled by your opinion, your little debased argument. We're not ruled by that neither. We're not ruled by your emotions or your feminisms or your hatred. No, we're not. We're ruled by law, and we're going to magnify the law, regardless if you like it or not. And if you don't, you know what? We have a penitentiary we can throw you in for a little while. And I'll tell you what, you want to shut these people up? Let's throw them in jail where they belong. And if they don't like their country, friends, let them go to a communistic country. Or let's send them to the Middle East. See how things work out for them there. Folks, if we don't like making my next point concerning compartmentalization, what we see in Congress is simply a reflection of our actions or a lack of actions that we see. Going to a statistical abstract of the United States, it shows the effects of compartmentalization and ignoring those that serve we the people, because after all, now the church says you can't speak out against those politicians that are corrupt, said Lyndon B. Johnson. And now just think about that. 300,000 pulpits have fallen in line with that devil. And let me tell you something. Lyndon B. Johnson was nothing less than a devil, friends. He was a murderer, is what he was. He was a politician straight from hell. He defined a politician. Oh, but look what he did. He did this good thing and he did that. No, he did that to save face. And he used it as a political... Well, look at, he gave rights to the black people. Yep, because he was forced to. Because 70 million people seen on television what was going on in Selma, Alabama. He had to respond. See how that works? America, did you hear what I said? You want government to act the way it should act? Force them to respond to what the Constitution states. Statistical abstract... In 1976, we see the sexual abuse of children on the rise. One in 10,000 in 1976. In one decade, the problem increased by nearly 2,000%. AIDS cases were not reported until 1981. The year after, 199 cases reported. Since then, reported AIDS cases have increased 68,000%. Why? Because no longer did the church preach out against their sins. 1 Corinthians 6:9, fornication, adultery, homosexuality. No, of course it's going to increase, because the church, instead of preaching from the housetop, now that they've been muzzled, and I want to tell you this too, they're not muzzled by force, they're doing it willfully. They don't want to speak out against the issues, because they don't love God, is really what it comes down to. See, they love him so much, here, put the heart in the center of this, would you please? They love God so much, but yet they don't obey him. Can I ask you the question? Where is love in that? They fear God, which is the beginning of wisdom, and men depart from evil so much that they fear the face of man? No, so we're missing love, we're missing the fear of God, and therefore, because of that, through compartmentalization, well, we let the devil loose, and he does what he wants to, and you better shut your mouth about it, because if you don't, the professed church is going to be right there to tell you what you can talk about and what you can't. Keep your faith hat on in the church, not outside the church. You know, just go ahead and ignore that command from Jesus when he said, go out and preach the gospel to the whole world. Yeah. I want to tell you something, too. The church is a barracks to raise up soldiers of the cross to go out into the world, not the other way around. But that's what the professed church has the American people believing that it is their job to do. Statistical abstract, federal prosecutions of public corruption didn't appear in the statistical abstract until 1973. There was 244 cases reported. In two decades, reports had increased over 500% to 1,400 cases concerning corruption in government. Our founding forefathers warned again from the Bible that we should not get good fruit from corrupt trees. Of course not. Elias Boudinet, founding father, president of Continental Congress, he said, if the moral character of a people once degenerate, their political character must follow. Yeah. These considerations should lead to an attentive solicitude to be religiously careful in our choice of all public officers and judge of the tree by its fruit. See, friends, like this. Let's put this together. We again understand that we receive our rights from God. And then we delegate power to those that we allow to represent us. Okay? But we can't critique them according to the power and the right that was delegated to them. In other words, you're now told that once they're elected, though they put their hand on the Bible and though they put their hand up in the air and swear to God and man, that they will uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Friends, now what they're doing, instead of actually expecting you to hold their feet to the fire concerning their own oath, now you're taught that they can go ahead and live like the devil all they want. They can destroy the country. You better not speak out against them, because if you do, we're going to throw the IRS all over you. I wonder if those in the IRS would want to subject themselves to such an arbitrary government. I wonder if they would advertently participate in helping advance corruption in their government. I don't think anybody in their right mind would do that. But if people would think things through, that's exactly what these people are teaching the people to do through compartmentalization. And regardless if you like it or not, a leader will always rule by what he personally believes to be correct. And guess what? If he doesn't believe in what the Word of God says, then he's not the man. But yet he puts his hand on the Bible and he swears to uphold the Constitution, namely the Constitution of the United States, you know, against all enemies. Wait a second. You don't believe in what you're even saying. No, you don't. And we know him by his fruit. Folks, he cannot or she cannot separate the public policy which he or she enacts from what he personally believes. Now, this proves to be true because in 1962, with prayer taken out of schools in Ingle versus Vitale, by the way, you've never lost the right, America. You forfeited. You gave up your right. Okay? Because the Supreme Court is not the final arbiter to decide the differences of what is law. Folks, it's not their job to legislate. It's not their job to be a bunch of activists. It's their job to discover and apply as a referee concerning the rules of a game. They can't just make new rules as they go on here, friends. In 1963, Bible in classroom taken out of school in cases Abington versus Shemp and Murray versus Curlett. Folks, you can still do this. This is what's been promulgated throughout the land. That, you know what? The Supreme Court said it, so therefore you can't do it anymore. Baloney. They put their hand on the Bible and swear to uphold the Constitution. They are ruled by God just like the rest of us are. They're not a bunch of demigods, and they can't do what they want without consequence, friends. But if you believe it to be true, guess what? They'll always do whatever you let them get away with. Think. Think, friends. In 1980, the Ten Commandments were taken out of the schools in the case Stone versus Graham. See how this is an incremental attack on Christians in the Word of God? To upend the foundations. Folks, the only sure foundation that you have is God's moral law, common law in this country. It is immovable because God is immutable, unchangeable. The nine Supreme Court judges based these rulings. Listen, they based these rulings off of their own personal views, using no precedents from previous cases, no quotes from our founding documents or any of the founding fathers. In other words, they realize that now is our time. America is prospering. We got them off on pornography and drugs and this free love deal going on in the colleges throughout the United States of America. We got all these bans put in place to go ahead and destroy the country as they follow them blindly. Remember, Jesus said, those that follow the blind, well, they're going to end up in what? The ditch. And that's exactly where the country's at. The Supreme Court said, you know what, now's our time, let's do it. For the most part, no one's going to complain about it except the clergy. And we can just, you know, basically create new laws, which are policy, folks. Bad law is not law. I want you to understand that bad law is not law. Okay? It's not law. Policy is not law. Policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. But what these guys did, the Supreme Court justice back in the 60s, they said, now is our time. America's entertained. Let's rip them off of their moral law. Let's get them away from their God. Let's divert them. Let's entertain them. Tain, derived from entertain, means to stop from entering in. Let's steal it away from them right now. Let's throw them a piece of bread and entertain them. We can do whatever we want with them. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, Jennifer Meadows here from Broadside News. You know, Bradley Dean's message is truly inspirational. He takes a fresh look at today's issues that's both honest and authentic. Bradley packs a powerful punch that not only shows his love of America, but also his love of God. And when you're not listening to Bradley, please check out my show, that's Graceland with Jennifer Meadows, Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on BrennerBrief.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm trying to scroll up on this quote from, Andrew Jackson, who was talking about the Supreme Court and how they are not the final arbiter, and how basically they are, here it is right here. Now just listen to this carefully, friends, and tell me this isn't true. President Andrew Jackson said, if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers under God, and the Supreme Court is our ruler. Now, is that not interesting? Now, let me take that back to the beginning of our conversation. We went to a Colonel Robert Ingersoll who said, we are laying the foundations of the Grand Temple of the future. We're talking about a bunch of Masons, right? Wherein will be celebrated the religion of humanity. We are looking for the time when reason, throned upon the world's brain, shall be King of Kings and the God of Gods. So who is it? By the way, that is the claim that the Masons, or those that are actually popping the Masons or uncovering the Masons for who they are, that's their claim. They're going to these guys and they're saying, listen, you know, all these jokers and look what they're trying to do. They're trying to usurp God's authority. Well, read Isaiah 14, friends. That is just not possible. It never will be possible that anybody will ever usurp his authority. Because, again, yesterday I shared with you on the show how in the spirit the law is also always perpetual. Always perpetual doing what? It's always perpetual in uncovering crime. See, God is always at work. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. The Bible says that the Lord beholds the good and the evil throughout the whole earth. Right? He said that all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. You know, let me take it a step further. You want to magnify that? He knows the very numbers of the hairs of your head. He said through Scripture that a sparrow, just think about this, how do I say that? When you just pull back and you look like through one of those space cameras and you look at the globe, the sphere, you see how huge the world is? You know, Scripture tells us that a sparrow will not fall to the ground without his notice. That is pretty awesome. Man, I like knowing that my daddy is that close with me in all that I do. Whoa, that's pretty cool stuff. Now, I'm saying that, folks, for the very purpose that this is what the people are doing, exposing the Masons. I'm just giving them a little credit because they're right about what they're talking about. We can just go back to Colonel Ingersoll to prove the point. Now, what we have is right behind those that are actually breeding and advancing through compartmentalization. Well, the Supreme Court is hook, line, and sinker. They're right behind them. They're following the lead. Okay? Because we just found out that the 9 Supreme Court judges, they based their rulings off their own personal views because they were using no precedents from previous cases, no quotes from founding documents or any of the founding fathers. As a matter of fact, going into the Supreme Court chambers, friends, they still have a preacher that begins prayer and adjourns with prayer. He's been there since 1777. And of course, you know, there's been a couple in the process. He'd be a really old man, wouldn't he? But again, that's why when you go into the Supreme Court chambers and you look above them, they're to rule according to the written word of God that endureth forever. That's why you have Moses with the 2 tablets in his hand, and it says right under him, Justice, the Guardian of Liberty. Now what you're seeing is a bunch of black-robed tyrants ruling according to what they believe. Well, they're ruling according to what they believe. You want to know why they're doing that? Because they know that the American people fall in, they'll fall in line with it. Folks, we can go down to so many different unlawful, unconstitutional laws, as they call them. They're not law, folks. They're unconstitutional. Therefore, they're null and void. I mean, the latest one, Obamacare. They just went right along with it. And you notice how we always get this divided vote. It's a bunch of baloney. They're bought and they're paid for, friends. The American people need to go back and say, hey, can you show us your constitutional authority concerning Obamacare? Well, no, we don't need to show you that. You know, we work for ourselves. We work for special interests here. We don't work for you, the people. We just deceived enough people to get ourselves here. And now that we're here, it's about us and it's about our pimp. That's really what it comes down to. Well, I mean, friends, can you imagine going home every day to your family knowing that you're violating the foundations that have been sacrificed through hundreds of thousands, given you to do what you ought to do rather than what you not ought to do, right? I mean, can you imagine just going home? Well, what'd you do today, honey? Oh, well, you know, so-and-so called me and told me I better fall in line. If not, they're going to go ahead and expose me for who I am. Man, I don't want the world to know that I'm a compromised man or a compromised woman. Of course, they're all compromised. They're controlled. It's called, friends, blackmail. That's why these men do what they're told. That's why Boehner does what he's told, and you know all these other good guys in government. They're doing what they're told to do, and if they don't, they'll be exposed. They'll be ruined. Oh well, you know, we just want to do the best that we can with what we've been given. You know, and in the back of their mind, they already know that they're compromised. And isn't it interesting how these men all lay to their own, you know, praises? You know, Johnson's got his own museum, and, you know, Roosevelt's got his own museum, and, you know, every president, Nixon's got his own museum, and, I mean, Barack Hussein Obama's going to have his own museum. There ain't going to be nobody there, but he's going to have a museum, right? Just like Johnson's, nobody's there. Just like Nixon's, nobody's there. But isn't it interesting how they do that which really brings accolades back into themselves? What a sick way to live. You know why? Because these men, they love the praise of men more than they love the praise of God. See, and I want to tell you something, friends. That which is highly esteemed among men, it's an abomination in the sight of God. So the more that a man is put up, you better rest assured that God looks at it with disdain. And his wrath will be visited upon it sooner or later. Man can go ahead and do what he wants to do by propping up himself, but there's going to be a day where it's going to all be burnt away. And isn't it interesting, too, that there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed? Because we know, remember back when Johnson was president? I was just a little itty-bitty baby boy. You know, they kept trying to prop him up as a good guy, right? But the people knew better. They couldn't cover up the lie. No matter how many, folks, the Bushes can't cover up the lie. They can't cover up their fruit. Barack can't cover up his fruit. I don't think he even cares about covering up his fruit, to be honest with you. None of these corrupt men care about covering up their corrupt fruit because they know now that the American people will just tolerate it. They'll accept it. But that wasn't my point. My point is look at how they give themselves accolades. They try to convince themselves that, you know, they were the best of men. I mean, you mark my words, when Barack Hussein Obama's little museum goes up, his wife might be there and his daughters might be there and his dog might be there. But I guarantee you, they're not going to show you all the violations that he committed against we the people and all the people that have been killed because of his OKL, because of his pen. Oh, namely, your sons and your daughters. Do you think they're going to highlight his corruption, or do you think they're going to try to highlight the good if they can convince the people in this country that there was anything good about this man? Because I can't find anything good about this individual. That's why I keep flying that flag and that banner, no king but King Jesus, because man is fallible, but this one is a devil. We recognize no king, no sovereign but God, and no king but Jesus. That was actually John Adams and John Hancock that rightly stated that. But again, folks, going back to the Supreme Court, they brought in a psychologist who said it was emotional harmful to children. That's why they said that they wanted to get rid of the Ten Commandments. They said that it wasn't permissible to teach kids the Ten Commandments any longer. In other words, they took all of the stop signs down and said, go ahead and drive in the cars the way that you want to and as fast as you want to go. And if there's an accident, you know what? We've got nobody to blame then. And of course, they're not going to blame themselves. But what they do is they say, we're going to blame God. If you read Psalm 19, it says that by them thy servant is warned. There is warning signs, not to offend a just and a holy God. And what's been the fruit of that? Well, we wonder why kids walk into public schools now and shoot up friends. Are you kidding me? You took away the stop signs. If I went down to the street in the small town in which I live, friends, and I went to a four-way stop sign and I removed all the stop signs, what do you think is going to happen? Give it a day or two and you're going to have some serious accidents taking place, right? Well, this is what the Supreme Court said. It's not permissible anymore. We don't want to damage or hurt the kids psychologically. This is what they said. Now they're saying it's free speech to teach kids through these video games to kill, to rape, to steal cars, to shoot at cops, to shoot the president's head off. I'm not exaggerating or embellishing one word that I'm telling you right now. This is what the Supreme Court has said. In America, you have fallen in line with it because you're allowing them to do it. They are not the final arbiter. Did you know that there's more Ten Commandments monuments, paintings, so on and so forth, in civil governmental buildings than in churches in this country? Did you also know that the Ten Commandments were the basis of civil law for over 2,000 years in the Western world? Folks, we're going to get to part three of compartmentalization tomorrow. I love this train of thought. Join us. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.